connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
WADOD monitoring. Myers. Oh, you barely made it. You say it. Yeah, is it this Jeff? I think it is. Yeah, you're barely making it. You start to make it, and then you drop off, so you must not be very near a roof. Listening. WADOD testing 1 2 3 4 5 5 4 3 2 1. No response needed.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
V8OOE.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf.
Golf on Burnside, 8 Field, Southern Sierra, 146.62.00, KHDAG.
You're connected.
Kilo 8-2 Alpha Golf, anyone on frequency? Kilo 8-2 Alpha Golf. Kilo 8-2 Alpha Golf, anyone on frequency?
Kilo 8-2 Alpha Golf.
Got on the air. We're heading up right now.
That's cool. How many hours do you think it'll take before you get the final destination there?
2 hours. 2 hours and we'll be there.
Nice. Did you take your camper?
Behind us.
Oh, nice, man. The maiden voyage, eh?
Definitely.
Maybe you have to break the maiden in. It's got one of the tires, the one that's on the driver's side as it's hooked to me. It's so weather checked, you could just about see air through the cracks. But I got three spares. I got one spare mounted that I picked up on a rim, never been on the ground. What did we get it for, $40? Oh, that's right. Yeah, we give them a good chunk of change for that one. The other one were $30-$40 for three of them, but they're not on a rim. So we got it on a brand new Deck Star rim. Oh, I got to tell you some other stuff too that happened to us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, would it have been good to have put the better tire on there and just use the one that's on there now, all weather checked, as a spare, or what?
Run it till it pops. If it pops, it pops. I'll have it changed in about 10 minutes. I got that brand new one with a tire. I think it's about a 3/4 inch different than the other side. But once I get that extra rim, I just peel it off, and I got three other spares that aren't on rims. I'll put the worst one of those on there, and then I'll run them till they pop. I'll keep them all out of the sunlight. That means spares to spare.
Oh yeah, you gotta work with what you got available, you know, and save those dollars every chance you can. Only so many of them.
I bought the spares for this truck, so I got two mounted. I left the other one at the house, but I got two I hand mounted up. And I think this might be our road. No, this ain't it yet. So I'm good to go.
Yeah, cool. Hey, did you take your G90 or your Elenco up with you?
Almost took them both, but I brought just the G90.
Yeah, okay. Man, I don't know if you're losing a repeater or I'm losing a repeater on and off. The signal between us is a little on the sketchy side.
Could be me, because I got the antenna up on the front driver's side of the hood instead of on the roof.
Yeah, okay. Damn. So you guys figure you'll be gone for a week? Or a couple days? Or what are you kind of thinking?
Just a couple days this time around. No, she's been off for a while, but we were going to leave Sunday. And then just too much stuff going down. And then the bees, we got those all wrapped up. So we give them a whole bunch of room, and I don't know. Oh, we had one hatch out while we were sitting there, and we had another frame or another box that needed a queen, so we put that frame after the one hatched out. There's like 6 cells on it. One hatched out, she was a whopper. We left them in that box, put that frame with no bees on it, but it was all hatch and stuff. Put that in with another one that needed a queen. So they didn't have nothing. So we made a split, I guess you would call it, and then hatched one and made a split.
Oh, that's cool. Damn, you've really been staying right up on top of all those dog bees.
Hard, like swatting bees.
Yeah, I'm losing you, Mike. I probably should say 7-3 and maybe talk to you a little later.
I should be getting in still. I'm not far from the repeater. Where are you, what machine are you going into?
Step out on the porch, see if that helps. I'm on the front machine.
Should be making it.
That might be better right there.
Are you copying me better?
Oh yeah, I stepped outside.
Usually I can hit you pretty good in the house, but usually I'm in the other room too. Maybe I'll try that. I'm going to go in there and sit where I usually, a few various times talk to you from that front room and see if I get a better signal than in the dining room. It could be, it seems like the whole thing's on my end, and if you're, especially if you hear the repeater. Not that far from it, a couple miles away. Yeah, how's this, bud? I never was where I couldn't hear you. I don't know, I'm just wondering why you can't hear me as well. You on HT? Oh yeah, but it's HT in the house. So I can hear you better from this front room. It's something to do with that dining room. The signal back and forth to the repeater on my end doesn't like it so much. You got aluminum siding on that thing? No, there's no aluminum on it, but I don't know, maybe here it has some windows not too far from where I'm sitting, actually quite a few windows. In the other room, it goes through a wall and through a brick wall, and you know, there's some windows in the other room. But you know, we were sitting messing with those Hermes light rigs, that room there. When you got all that porch and the overhang, and you got all the extra brick and stuff. So perhaps that would explain the poor signal quality.
Oh yeah, that's brick. Your finish in your house is brick.
Oh yeah, but you know, from the dining room, there's extra brick, so to speak, because the porch, you know, it's recessed, and so you get through that wall of brick, and then you got some more brick and stuff on the way towards the front repeater, you know.
Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OE. Yeah, we're coming up around, we're around Linwood area right now. KV8OOE.
KV8OOE. K8GK. Oh, that's cool. Do you think you might get HF set up this evening if you have time? Or, well, if you're in a camper, you should probably have time, right?
I will be playing radio tonight for sure.
Yeah, I remember years back making camp, setting up all the tents and all that stuff. A little more involved than when you got a camper. I was telling the old lady we should consider buying a used camper sometime within the year, you know what I mean? That way we could go away like that too. Maybe join forces, circle the wagon, so to speak.
I'd be down for that. We got the kayak strapped to the roof of the Blazer.
Yeah, that's cool. She was telling me that she'd like to get into kayaking. Right now we don't have any place to store the doggone things, but yeah, I get stuff straightened out around here and get some room would be a pretty awesome thing to have. Do you guys have the kind where you sit down inside of it, or is it the type of the little chair that you can fish and everything with?
We've got one of each.
Yeah, okay. So you can pretend you're Eskimo part of the time and your other part of the time, great American angler.
The great American dangler. yeah, we're on the curve going around the lake right now, up through Linwood. I don't remember where we make a monkey move. We end up on 97 if we go up the right way, go through levels and whatnot around the river.
Oh, that's cool. What was I going to say? Bully. Anyways, it sounds like you guys are going to have a pretty good time, I hope. The weather, already, I know what I want to ask you. What are the gas prices like up that way? Are you seeing same as down this way, or are they a little more generous?
I bought gas last night over by Flint for $3.69, I think, and then today we used a card and got it a little cheaper than what we usually do, right around there. What did we get it for? $3.64 in Vassar. But up here around Bay City, it's a little bit higher than that. $3.85 is what we're seeing in Linwood.
Yeah, okay. And it'd be nice if it gets down to at least $3 a gallon. That $2.50 would be shining, wouldn't it? But $3, that'd be a lot better than what we've been dealing with just however many months, you know?
Yeah, I've seen it. $4.09 is what Butt Pirates wanted, and they were they had nobody in their parking lot.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, when I was driving that Nissan to work back and forth, I think it only had like a 11 or 12 gallon tank on it. Man, when gas was pretty cheap, it didn't cost me hardly anything to fill that thing up. And even when it went up a bit, it wasn't absolutely horrible. But gosh, like when I fill my truck up, man, even when I get a discount, it's like, geez, it's still like $50 or so, you know, it's just crazy.
$3.85 seems about the going rate here in Linwood. We've been past like the second station that we've stumbled across.
Yeah, all right. Well, I've been reading up and watching a few videos here and there about the mesh core and reticulum and stuff. I guess some of the hardware is kind of crappy, but it's getting better, and so I'm trying to, by watching the right videos and stuff and reading up a little bit, figure out which stuff is the higher end, better stuff to deal with, where there's less issues and things. Because I think that'd be pretty sweet to get some of that set up. And I'll probably get, like, the little, not the one you use as a repeater, but the one that you use with your phone, in some cases with Bluetooth and all that, and start seeing what type of signals there are around here. Maybe there's some, in our area, maybe there are some groups that we can look up and see who's doing what with those different modes and stuff. It'd be quite interesting and great to find out that there's quite a few people out there utilizing it, you know?
I don't, like Davison, and towns like that, I don't know why they wouldn't have something like that. And I got to tell my buddy, wouldn't take nothing to put a small rechargeable setup on top of the water towers. I don't think it's going away, at least not anytime soon.
Well, with reticulum, basically bringing all those different systems together, basically links them together where you can transfer data, et cetera, between them. That's huge, and maybe it'll be further advancements where it'll only get better. And the cool thing is, if most people have it operating where they can, with solar and different things, charge it up, it's fairly low current draw. I mean, if the grid goes down, that still works, you know? And it's like the people's network, you know. So I'm looking forward to playing around with it, and I hope it's as good as I'm hearing, you know.
I got a buddy that uses it out to his cabin in Washington, up in the mountains, and it tells his cabin temperatures and their solar. Back to solar off-grid voltages, and it gives him an idea what's going on. And there's a bunch of nodes he goes through. I don't know exactly how it's done. It sounds like it's similar to the old X25 packet.
KBOE?
K K-E-A-C-E-K. Yeah, that's cool. I was talking at 4th of July to my niece's husband. He's a commercial electrician, real good guy. His name is Cal. And he was telling me about the mesh networks that they run inside of the plants where he works, and they wire up equipment and stuff, and they use it for transferring, like you're talking about, different data from different machines and temperatures and all this kind of stuff. But he said the stuff they're using, it's somewhere in the 900 megahertz band, but he said it's like proprietary, and he said it's really expensive. So I was telling him about Meshtastic, MeshCore, and Reticulum and stuff, and he seemed interested. I also was talking to him about ham radio. He's got a mouth fang. I said, oh, the old UV5R, right? He kind of grinned. But he's wanting to learn to use it. So I told him, man, dude, you're a smart guy. You can have your tech license probably in a day, you know. Get your tech license and then work on your generals. I explained them to the different modes of things you can do. So he said he's going to check into it, and I'm hopeful. They live down in Ohio. Back to you.
Scott's interested in it, but you know, if every little town that's got a water tower had one with that LoRa, you could probably cut the mustard between point A and point B with not much gain on antenna and just do very small tech stuff and do a fairly decent job. A lot of different ways you can run that, I guess. I don't know. I haven't studied up on it enough to know.
Yeah, I follow that. I'm below a novice for sure on that business. I'm just taking baby steps and learning myself, so it's going to be a minute. But fortunately, it's looking like the hardware, and then you can buy, like, from some of these companies, the little modules and stuff, and build you know, the repeaters yourself, and instead of it costing $100, $110, $120, gosh, you can buy the chipset and everything for doing that, and flash it either Meshtastic or whatever for like $13, $14, you know. And especially if you got like a little solar panel laying around, or maybe have a spare battery, or buy a small pouch shell battery or something for it, you know, whatever it takes. But yeah, the entry cost is, it looks like it's very low, which is great.
Funny is, when this stuff first started coming around, I've seen guys using it for making calls through the network. I don't know enough about it to know what it takes to do that for sure, but I thought, wow, that's interesting. And if you're not using it on ham spectrum, you're using it on the low-powered spectrum they got, you can encrypt it. So for a small village, that would be pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think Meshtastic is mostly just data, not any kind of voice. But I believe that that MeshCore, you can do voice. But from what I'm reading, and boy, I haven't read that much, it's mostly like for transferring small bits of data, stuff like that. You know, it's not for sending great big pictures of a landscape or something. I'll have to learn about it, though. And I'm supposing that it'll just continue to get better if people get involved with it. And you got a lot of smart individuals tinkering with that stuff, you know. Hopefully it'll just become better and better.
As long as the government leaves it alone, you know, it's not, there's not enough there to do damage, you know, so no biggie there. It's not like ham radio where you can actually get out and wreak havoc. KB8OLE.
K-E-A-T-E-K. Yeah, I mean, when I first was reading about Meshtastic a number of years back, I thought it was silly, actually, because I thought, what the hell can I do with that? Nobody around here is going to have that. And I put that little note up there and stuff. Who am I going to talk to myself?
But when I think about it, really, like my uncle's 80-acre farm or something like that, that'd be the bomb for having your own little network up there on that farm, and maybe some of the adjacent folks, if they got the thing, that'd be pretty sweet. I could see where it'd be very useful, or in camping situations or hunting situations and things like that. But, of course, like you said, if you can get a whole village to adopt it and people to get on board, that'd be fantastic, you know.
Well, we're in Pin Conning. I didn't want to go this part of the east, but I think we're here now.
You might as well stop and get some of that famous cheese, eh?
Supposed to turn off back there. I don't know. I want to end up on 97. Up by, go up past Kirtland College area.
So, all right. Well, why don't I let you go? Check off of here. Open this repeater up and you can pay your attention to the road. I mean, I've done that. There's been times I've chatted with you on the way home and forget to turn off or stop somewhere, things like that. Quite a few times, I think, actually, get the yakking. But, man, have a safe rest of your drive and get a hold of me later when you get settled in and get a radio hooked up and everything, okay?
Hey, I won't have any phone service over there, so I guess that in the evening towards the top of the hour at 7128, or we could try a extra sliver of 80. I should have something up for that. So I don't know if you got a chart in front of you or not, but I'm driving, so I won't be able to see it. We'll probably do it on 40, but I don't know if you could figure out a frequency. We've used a couple on 80, but I don't remember what they are.
Yeah, I don't think I... Let me go look and see if I can find a little chart. Hang on. K-8-O-E-K-8-G-E-K.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
All right, well, I've written down for 40, 7.128. Can you think of another frequency on 40 in case it's busy? Like maybe go up to, I don't know, what would you suggest?
No, we can butt in, and usually they'll let us, you know, we'll look around if there's somebody there. We just jump on and ask them. If they give us a second, we've already got another frequency lined up or whatever. And then that's usually the way we handle that.
Okay, that sounds good. For 80, the extra portion is 3.600 to 3.700.
I think we used 3.625 or something before.
Okay, then I'll just write that down, 3.625 for 80.
Cover around there, and then, you know, we scan above and below and see what we can come up with.
Okay, so what time do you think?
I would try just around a first 5 minutes of the top of the hour, like 7, 8, 9 or something. Standard Speedway's been closed down for a while, it appears. Yeah, just check around the top of the hour. Start at 7, 8, and then 9 or whatever. I mean, you're going to have an empty nest there anyways, probably. So, and we're not going to be there too many days, and we can do the same thing in the morning, figure out something. For morning time, just top of the hour, first 5 minutes.
Okay, well, since you don't have a landline or no service up there, so we'll try tonight, and if for some reason we don't get on there, we can't make a connection, then let's try in the morning. What time would be the earliest you'd want to try in the morning? Like 8, 9?
The last part of that, Phil. What was the last part of that?
So if for some reason we can't communicate tonight, there's no good signal between us, what time in the morning we could do the same frequency scheme, but what time in the morning would be the earliest at the top of the hour you'd want to try? Like 8 o'clock? 9 o'clock? What do you think?
Yep, way, way early. 7, 8, 9, same deal.
Okay, yeah, and if I don't hear from you tonight because we can't make the trip, I'll get on there at 7 o'clock and try, and then 8 o'clock and try, et cetera.
Sounds good to me. I'm going to steer this crate down the road. I think I know where we're at now. Maybe veering off the end of town. Well, cut you loose, I guess.
All right, man. Drive safe. Get where you're going and have fun. Hopefully talk to you tonight. KBOE-KHEK 73, I'm gone.
I don't think I'll be able to make it to this system from there. It's kind of down in a hole. There's a few hills, but, man, I don't know. That's a long, long drag. 73, Phil, nice hearing from you, KB8OE.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB8OOE, KBSWR.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE, KBSWR. Kilo Bravo 8, November, Mike Kilo Mobile Monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Bravo 8, November Mike Kilo Mobile Monitoring. Kilo Bravo 8, November Mike Kilo Mobile Listening.
WB8ICU, monitoring
one. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
WB8ICU. WB8ICU, 3-1.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. connected to CMN Network.
KC8CLM. Monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Coming up to 7.